preparing us for the rapture. And also, it's a program for restoration of that fire you received when you first came to Christ, so that you can return to your first love. Every one of us, when you first receive Christ, there is an excitement, there is a zeal, there is, you know, heaven come down and glory filled my, hey, this is like heaven to me. Hey, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan, and that's what's the matter with me. Everybody, hey, what is happening? He's born again. But you thought immediately you're born again, Christ will come. Then the thing delay. Then Satan say, let me see how far you can go. Then he starts. The enemies of revival begins. Then the fire dies. This program, that fire will return. I said, that fire will return. And some, the fire has returned. Oh yes, the fire has returned. And those of us who have received the fire, when we come together with those who we come, whose fire has not returned, the fire from us will catch them. That is when we'll be gathering this Thursday. It's a night program, so nobody will... We have an excuse not to come unless you're on night duty. Unless you're on night duty. Amen. And the whole thing, all we try to let people understand, and what God tries to let Christians understand, is what we are concentrating on in this season. It's a period we do that once every year, where we have only one prayer point in our individual prayers, is for the Holy Ghost. And you can only understand the Holy Ghost when you know who Jesus Christ is. And that is the problem with the Christian faith. And that is also the reason why your spiritual life is up and down. And that is why you go one step forward in your spiritual life, Christian life, you take 10 steps backward. You are swinging. No anchor. The only thing that can anchor a believer is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Upon the rock of this revelation, he said, of who Jesus Christ is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. That's the truth. And that is why Satan has invaded the Christian faith and scattered and rubbished it. The purpose, only one reason. The reason, you know, the only reason is so that we will not have the right bearing, the right understanding, and the right fellowship with God himself. And he has succeeded to a large extent. But God still has his own. Christian faith is becoming less and less attractive. But I'm telling you, God still has his own. And if they are here, let them say amen. I didn't say everybody say amen. Did I say everybody should say amen? I said his own. If they are here or they are joining us online now, let him hear you say amen. Eh? How many people can sing, I am your own? Oh, till when?
Till the day you will come. Jesus, I am your own.
Not everybody can sing that song. Nobody can sing, not everybody can sing that song. Because it's a powerful prayer. Now, some deliverance I do. When a demon is making a claim over a young man, a young girl, demon husband, demon wife, and all, I will just stand at the altar and say, I belong to Jesus.
That's right.
Do you know sometimes they can't say it? The demon will close their mouth. If you can say it with an understanding, that demon goes. That demon loses his power over you. Say it again. I am your own.
Oh, oh. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your.
Let Jesus hear you again. I am your own. Lord Jesus wants to hear that assurance from you. That's the truth. It makes him happy. And it makes Satan sad, angry. He like said, don't lose this one. When you say it, he will intensify his attack. He will intensify his attack. When I first called the revelation of divine healing, anywhere I go and I preach divine healing in the 90s, and then I pray for sick people, when I go back for the next 2 weeks, I will be down with sickness. Just to tell me, you see, you are lying. He said, you are lying. But he has stopped it because he tried. He tried. I said, I have confirmed. It's a revelation. You can't take it away from me. And since 1989 till today, I have had no reason to go to the hospital for typhoid, for malaria, for what? I don't know whether I have malaria. I don't know. No, but if you go to the hospital, they go, no, say you get malaria. Imagine me, I don't have a card in any hospital. I don't have any doctor. If you see me with Dr. Eze for my office, now they talk with the talk and another thing, no be injection, you can't give me. Because there's healing in the Bible. It's a revelation. Amen. The problem is knowing who Jesus Christ is. There's a song in our hymn book that says, I am that spoke to Moses in the burning bush of fire. I am the son of Abraham, the bright and morning star. I am the rose of Sharon. From the beginning whence I came, I am the whole creation, and Jesus is my name. What did he say?
Oh, who do you say I am? And when do you say I came? Do you know the Father, and can you tell me? The fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of lords is He.
Hallelujah. That is in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
And without controversy.
Without controversy.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
God was manifest in the flesh.
The creator of the heaven and the earth came to earth in the flesh like a human being.
Justified in the spirit.
Justified in the spirit.
Seen of angels.
He was seen by angels.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Now him make me give my life to Christ.
Believed on in the world.
Believed on in the world.
Received up into glory.
And he said he's still coming back. And what did he say? It is the mystery of godliness. And we have been saying this one way or the other today. Let's look at this exhortation that will help me put a picture together that somebody will understand what this salvation is all about. That are titled Understanding the Mystery of Godliness. The Mystery of Godliness. Apostle Paul, to Timothy, he called it the mystery of godliness. But to the Corinthian church, he called it the mystery of God. The mystery of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6, 7, and 8.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
In a mystery.
Even the hidden wisdom.
It's a hidden mystery.
Which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
He ordained, take note, which God ordained. Take note of that verse again. Which God ordained.
Before the world.
When did he ordain it?
Before the world.
This mystery was ordained before the world. I am reading.
Unto our glory.
It has been ordained before the world, and it was ordained unto our glory. Verse 8.
Which none of the princes of this world
knew.
For had they known it,
if they had known this mystery,
they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
If they had known it. A mystery is a fact covered until it is revealed. This process of salvation, he ordained it before the world. So don't think that it started from the Garden of Eden. It didn't start from the Garden of Eden. It didn't start 2,000 years on the cross of Calvary. It didn't start the day you gave your life to Christ. John, put it this way, John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Again.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was
with
God. Which
beginning? The beginning of a process. Oh, glory be to God. The beginning of an agenda. The beginning of an agenda. That beginning, the plan, in the beginning was the Word. I have tried to explain this several times. And we can look at it from two ways. In the beginning. So that you understand why this plan was done before the world began. Before the world began. Amen. Before the world began, salvation plan was prepared. Hey. Before the world began. That is the meaning of John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Remember, that word there is logos, thought. In the beginning was a thought. So we'll go further. Which thought? And that thought was with God. And that thought was God. In the beginning was a thought. And the thought was with God. Listen, this is the reason you are called a Christian today. Some people know more about their church than they know the owner of the church. Although these days, the owner of the church is mommy and daddy. I'll tell you how Samson went to marry. According to the custom, after he has finished paying the price, the bride price, Samson went back home to prepare a place. According to the tradition, when the place that he will bring his wife is ready, then he will come back and collect the wife. We all know the story. And before, by the time Samson went preparing, when he came for his wife, his best man, on the day of the day he paid the bride price, his best man collected the wife. When Samson came, his wife, his best friend that he trusted so much, collected the wife. Samson said, God, we judge between me and you, what are we do? It's the story of redemption. Jesus Christ came, paid the price for our redemption. Call his friends, the ministers, anointed them to watch over that woman till he come. But before he come, mommy and daddy have collected the church. That is why he will judge them. In anger, he will judge them. It's the mystery of salvation. Just keep going to church. You are looking at anointing and oratory prowess of your pastor. And you have, all you do is just go to, you don't even know what you are into. And God fold his hand and look, oh. Because the matter has been settled from before the foundation of the world. God knew. Listen very well. I preached a message that I titled The Testing, T-E-S-T. The testing of God's creature. We are let you know that this earth here has been existing for millions of years according to carbon dating. Computer now know. They can carry anything and know the age, how long, how old it is. And there are fossils that they are discovering and they are saying some of them hundreds of thousands of years old. Millions of years old on this earth. So that you can understand this mystery of salvation. This God that we are existing, he has no age. So all you call him is the Ancient of Days. He dwells in eternity. Time is in him. He is not in time. Hallelujah. This God that we serve, if you catch this, your Christian life will be different. You will know how you relate better with the Lord Jesus. He decided he will come here. This earth is his laboratory where he tests his attributes. God is going to establish a kingdom. And if he's going to establish a kingdom, then he's going to organize that kingdom. He created the angels. Of course, whatever realm he created to be inhabited. He created this earth to be inhabited. And he created the angels and put them on earth here. And he also created Lucifer. Hallelujah. Listen. You hear of Archangel Michael. Archangel this. Arch. It means if there is arch, then there is ordinary angels. It is determined by the authority given to you. But before you are given that authority, you will earn it. And so he created them and he subjected them to the test. So that you will know why Jesus came and called us and gave us talents and say, occupy till we come. Because when he come, 2 Corinthians, is it chapter 5 verse 10, he says, for we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
That everyone may receive the things done in his body.
In the body of Jesus Christ. All what you do with your gift. In verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he said, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with it. The talent, he will ask you, if your talent gained 10 cities, gain 10 more talent, then you are given 10 cities, according to Luke chapter 19. You are given 10 cities to rule. So that when we come to rule this earth, we will not be in the same level. There will be act position. There will be ruler over 10 cities. A ruler that is over 10 cities, what is the same level with a ruler that is in one close? Some will rule one state. Some will rule a whole country. Some will rule countries. And some will rule one close. Some will have nothing to rule at all because they collected it from you because you refuse to use it. You earned nothing. That's why I say if you are in a church, that they don't allow you to use your gift. If you open your, we try to open your eyes to know the damage you are doing to yourself if you are born again and we get to eternity. And so it was. He tested them. When they failed, he pushed them away. Those who failed, those who went reserved for hellfire, they are following their leader, Lucifer. Then he decided again to create man, another family. Those ones are angels, but this one, he wanted a higher relationship. He wanted to create man, this time in his own image. But the purpose is for them to come and rule the earth. But I'm going to test them so that everybody will know if you fail, you know you fail. You pass, you know you pass. He that overcometh, he that overcometh, he that overcometh. You are catching why he put that now. So that you will know you didn't overcome. You didn't. Then, to place everyone, he decided to put those two trees in the garden. You think he was there by accident? Then he created the tempter, the serpent. Among all the animals, he's the one that brought the closest to the family, Adam and Eve. For what purpose? So that he will tempt them, he will try them, he will test them to see whether you will obey God or not. But did God know whether they will obey or not? Did he know? Did he know? Why are you not answering me now? Did he know? When he was creating the serpent, did he know? So if he knew and he still brought him close, then it means he is the one arranging it. So that you will understand Romans chapter 8 and verse 20. Romans chapter 8 and verse 20.
For the creature was made subject to vanity.
We are the creatures. We are made subject to vanity.
Not willingly.
It is not willingly. Oh.
But by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope.
Who is that he that subjected the creature to hope?
God.
It's God himself. That what that scripture is saying is that man was designed to fail. Man was designed to fail. Hey, but there were two trees there. One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he told them, if you eat it, you will die. But there is another one again, the tree of life. The tree there is a source. It's another word for source. It's not literal tree with the fruit. They say it's apple. It's a source. If you eat from this source, you will die. But if you eat from this source, you will have eternal life. That is why when they ate from the other tree, and then the knowledge of good and evil, they now had a sin ability in them. You can't have a sin ability and eat eternal life and live eternally. That is why he protected the tree of life. And protecting the tree of life is for him to shield man from God. That is how man got separated from God. But God designed it that way. It's a mystery. Then why are we holding man? Why is he sending man to hell? He is the one that designed it. He designed it for confirmation. In the beginning, God decided that he will create man. Man will fall. And the soul that sinned shall die. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God has an attribute he also wanted to display. The attribute of mercy. And he looked at everybody that was on his way to hell because they disobeyed. Hallelujah. He knew that there are two groups of people going to hell. One group, he's not the one that did it all. One group, he knows. If you reveal the way of salvation for them to come back to him after they fall, no matter what you did, no matter what God will do, they will never believe. They will never follow him. They will never obey. He knew them before Adam was created. He knows 1 million years ahead from now. That is our God. He knew among them also, there is another set there. If I reveal myself to them under different conditions, they will believe. And since they will believe, let me give them chance to be saved. He didn't make those people not to believe. Oh, He only made Adam to fall. He made Adam to fall to fulfill his purpose. All have died, but among these billions of human beings on earth, some will rather go to the bush, cut tree, and make it and say, this is my God, and bow. Rather than, that is, worship the creature more than the creator. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, chapter 2. Now listen. Listen. It is the mercy of God. It is the mercy of God that he designed a means. Before the world began, he designed a movie. He designed a program. He designed an agenda. How those people, after Adam has fallen, years later, thousands of years later, the whole earth will be populated. How these two groups will be separated. Those who are ordained to go to hell will go, and those who will be with him. And not just after you have come. After you have come again, he will give you test for where you will position you in the eternal age. And because of it, before Adam was created, he has already made provision for me. He knew that I come from Muslim. In fact, I wasn't even neither Muslim nor Christian. Amen. But this God knew, as stubborn as this one is, if I break him down and reveal myself to him, he will follow me. He knew it before Adam was created. Do you know that God knew you before Adam was created? Can I see your hand? I want to be sure you're understanding me. Before Adam was created, he knew my name. He knew that I would believe. And he knew that my Elijah senior brother will die not believing. Will I allow the two of them go to hell? If I offer this one opportunity, he will believe. Therefore, he wrote my name in the book of life. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am not saved by accident. I am saved by a design of God. And everyone whose name is written in the book of life, when was it written?
Before the foundation of the world.
Maybe somebody has not seen that scripture. Let's see when he chose us first. Let's see when he chose us. In Ephesians chapter 1, see the way he put it from verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
According
as he has chosen us in him.
He chose us in him the day you gave your life to Christ.
Before the foundation of
when
the world.
When did he choose you?
Before the foundation of
when
the world.
When did he choose you?
Before the foundation of the world.
And what did he choose us to be?
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
So don't just say, I am choosing. He has chosen us. To be what?
Holy.
To be what?
Holy.
So you cannot live an unholy life and say, I am choosing. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's not what you say you are, but what you actually are. Amen. Okay. Now, so when did he choose us?
Before the foundation of the world.
Before Adam was created, he has chosen me. Before Adam was created, in the beginning was the word, the thought of how he will save us. And that thought was with God in his mind. And that thought was God. He came to his own. His own believed him not. Hallelujah. That thought became flesh in the womb of a woman, Mary. Hallelujah. The thought of how he will save. It was God himself that will come down to save his people under another law that he has created, the law of redemption. Man died. Man must save man. Oh, glory be to God. The mystery is deep. Here and here, here and here. I gave you another mystery, another law. Is it Exodus 21? Is it Exodus about the horse, the ox, that God's? But I don't want to go there. Let's not go too far. I hope I'll be able to, within the few minutes I have, put this picture of redemption together. I just pray the Lord will give me the wisdom to put it together, because if we take it step by step, it's wide and very interesting. Very, very interesting. By that law, we knew why God himself had to come and die. Read it for us. Maybe we just get it. That should be Exodus
21.
Exodus 21, read it.
From verse 28.
Listen to the law. To the law.
If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten.
Your animal, where you get? If it goes and hit anybody, and that person die, that ox shall surely be stoned. And what will happen?
But the owner of the ox shall be quit.
His flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall do what?
Be quit.
But the owner will be free. Go ahead.
But if the ox were wound to push with his own,
the animal is known for doing this and killing people in the past.
And it had been testified to his
owner. And the owner has been informed.
And he has not kept him in.
And he did not cage him so that he would not go and be killing people.
But that he killed a man or a woman.
He now has gone to kill a man or a woman. What will happen?
The ox shall be stoned.
And what will happen to the owner?
And his owner also shall be put to death.
Did you see that law? Did you see that law? Satan is known for causing wahala. Who created him? Who created him? He's God. And you know he caused confusion before. You created Adam and Eve. Instead of you to cage Satan so that he will not come there, you did not cage him. You left him to come and tempt Adam and Eve until they die. Who, according to the law, what will happen to the owner? To the owner, what will happen?
He must die.
He must die. That is why God himself came to die. That is another mystery. People are wondering, why will it take God to come down? It's not just because he's sinless. Who bring the sin before? He caused it to happen. He already has a law. And he's bound by his own law. He was fulfilling the law. Amen. But don't go and start blaming God when you commit sin. Say, now you make me the commit sin. No, because he has made a way of escape. He has paid for it. He cannot pay a second time. He has paid the price fully. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, he came down. That is the mystery that people don't understand. And Christ is that mystery of God revealed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24,
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek.
Listen, who is Jesus?
Christ, the power of God.
He is the power of God.
And the wisdom of
God. And Christ is the wisdom of God. Which wisdom? Which power? The power and the wisdom to bring the fallen man back to himself. It is Christ that he used. You have to understand this great mystery. This great mystery. And so, as far as your salvation is, even the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him.
Listen to the language there, the Antichrist.
Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
When was the Lamb of God slain?
From the foundation of the world.
When was Jesus Christ killed?
From the foundation of the world.
In the mind of God. His death was already settled. When was our own names, when were they written in the book of life again? Chapter 17, verse 8, Revelation.
The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world.
When was the book of life written?
From the foundation of the world.
From the foundation of the world. You see now what qualify your name to be in that book. What qualify your name to be in that book is because of the foreknowledge that God knew concerning you, your response to his offer for salvation. And so when I see some GOs and some apostles, modern day apostles, and some modern day evangelists, they go and evangelize and make altar call. And they say the prayer of salvation. Father, I give my life to Christ. Father, and then they will say, say after me, write my name in the book of life. Write my name in the book of life. I hope you understand now that it is a wrong prayer. There is nothing you will do now that will put your name in the book of life. Your book, the name is in the book of life from the foundation of the world. So, don't work hard so that your name will be in the book of life. It is already there. And it is for those whose names are written in the book of life that he came. So that you understand Psalm 64, verse 65, verse 4. Psalm 65, verse 4, the way the language is put.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest.
And when did he choose us?
From before the foundation of the world.
From before the foundation, said we are blessed. And does what?
And causeth to approach unto thee.
By revelation, to know you. Because when he calls you, he will reveal himself to you.
That he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple.
And so you understand 1 Peter chapter 1. See the language they use. Verse 2.
Elect according to the foreknowledge.
He's writing letters. See the way he addressed it. What did he say?
Elect.
Elect means the choosing ones. Choosing ones according. How are we elected? How are we choosing?
According to the foreknowledge of God.
By foreknowledge, something he knew in advance. In advance. We are choosing according to a foreknowledge of God the Father.
True,
we are choosing through sanctification of the Spirit.
Unto obedience of the blood of Jesus Christ.
And sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. See the language there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 8.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
Listen to the language of revelation.
Nor of me is prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works.
It's not according to our works.
But according to his own purpose and grace.
Thank you. Can you see now the depth of the knowledge of the process of redemption by Apostle Paul?
Which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
When was he given to us?
Before the world
when
began.
When was he given to us?
Before the world began.
Uh-huh.
But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
You see?
Who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
In Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3, we read it. Now read verse 4 and verse 5.
Whereby,
and keep reading till I tell you to stop.
Whereby when ye read, ye may understand.
Ephesians chapter 1. Go ahead.
Chapter 1.
Go ahead.
Okay. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Now, this is where I'm going to continue now.
Having predestinated us unto...
What is predestination? Your destiny, your destination, how you will end up was determined in advance. Heaven was arranged for me before I knew him. Hey, go ahead.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Don't question him. Why is he doing it? He doesn't need to explain to you, but we know why. From here, scripture, here, 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 we know why. You know, in Romans chapter 9, while Rebecca was yet pregnant, twins, there was a prophecy that said, the elder shall serve the younger. Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate. Before they were born, we sin they commit. Where God go like one, hate one. Foreknowledge, he knew the nature of this one. Because of ordinary food, he will sell his birthright. But this one, when they say, criminal, 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 the day he know the value of the firstborn, the benefit of that, he will do everything with his corner and get it. That is the person I will work with by foreknowledge. Go ahead.
To the praise, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness.
We have redemption through whose blood?
The blood
of Jesus. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his glory. Go on.
Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom.
We are reading
prudence.
Verse 8.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
There is this mystery of his will. This is what I'm explaining here.
According to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself.
He proposed it in himself. That is the agenda I'm talking about.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one.
Bring all the children back together in Christ Jesus.
All things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the...
Predestination, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things.
After whose counsel? After the counsel of his own will.
It is his own. All things created for his pleasure, they are, and we are created. He is the potter. We are the clay. He can mold it according to the image he already has in him, how he wants things to be. And the pot cannot question him. Why did you create me like this and keep me inside toilet? And you created another one. You keep her inside fridge. You keep her inside parlor. Why? According to his will. He determines what to do with what he has created. You see why when you find yourself in the good side of the program of God, you will fall in love with him. You will love him. You will serve him. Serve him not for what he will do for you here, but for what he has done for you. Oh, glory be to God. Fire on.
Verse 12.
Read it up to verse 14.
That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom he also trusted, after that ye had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed,
we are sealed
with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Sealed until when?
Which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of
the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. We are purchased with his blood. We are his possession. That redemption is the rapture. We are sealed with the Holy Ghost until the redemption of the purchased possession. It is that Holy Ghost is giving his people now. Man fell and got separated from God. Through Christ, man is reconciled back to God. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, 18, and 19. Let's get what Apostle Paul is bringing out there.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Now listen very well. Go on.
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
What has he given us?
The ministry of reconciliation.
What are we preaching?
The ministry of reconciliation.
What is the gospel?
Ministry of reconciliation.
Reconciling man back to their maker. That is exactly what salvation is all about. Salvation is not about making you rich. Salvation is not about healing your sickness and disease. That is not the reason Jesus went to the cross on Calvary. He went primarily to reconcile us back to him. Read on.
And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
The ministry we have is the ministry of reconciliation.
To wit, that God was in Christ.
What is the ministry?
To wit, that God was in Christ.
What are we telling the people?
God was in Christ.
Doing what?
Reconciling the world unto himself. not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Matthew 17 says so. Praise the Lord. So you now understand in John chapter 6 and verse 37 that mighty statement he made there.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
Now listen again.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
When did he give them to him?
Before the foundation of the world.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? What he's saying is that all that the Father giveth him, their names are in a book. All that he has ordained for him, through him to save, they will come to him. And when you come, he will not cast you away. John chapter 10, verse 24. Let's take some reading there so that you understand it. Chapter 10, listen very well.
Then came the Jews, ran about him, and said unto him, How long does that make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Blind people.
Uh-huh. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not.
Uh-huh.
The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
Uh-huh.
But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you.
You see, you will never believe because you are not of my sheep. Your name is not in the book of life. Your name is not in the book of life. If your name is the book of life, you will believe. You will believe. Go ahead.
My sheep hear my voice.
My sheep are not those who are workers in the church. Oh. Some of you are the pastor, you are the sheep of the ministry. The pastor know you, but Christ does not know you. My sheep hear my voice, and what?
And I know them.
He knows us because our names are written there.
And they follow me.
They will never follow. I mean, read on again. Read it again.
My sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
And I know them.
Uh-huh.
And they follow me.
And what will happen?
And I give unto them eternal life.
They are the ones that he will give eternal life.
And they shall never perish.
Again. They shall never, perish. Never, never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Once they are saved, they are forever saved. Because what I give them is eternal. Eternal is a life without end. How can you receive eternal? And they say, you are going to hell again. No, you don't understand the meaning of eternal life. When we say, once you are saved, forever you are saved, I want you to understand it. Go ahead.
Verse 29. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Uh-huh.
Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him.
You see what they want to do now? They want to stone him. Go ahead.
Jesus answered them, many good works.
Anytime you preach truth, these serpent seeds will be angry with you. They cannot bring Bible and fault you, but they will be angry with you. Why are you talking like that? Why are you calling names? Why are you calling names? Every time you mention Oyedepo, Daddy Adeboye, this great man of God, why are you calling names? You see, because they are greater than Jesus. We comedians are joking and playing with the name of Jesus at the altar, in the church, and in their wherever. You will be following them to laugh, but if they call the name of your G.O., your eye will turn, you are ready to assassinate that person. Hey, it is because you are not his sheep. The voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Your G.O. was anointed by Christ, friend of the Lord Jesus, but he has collected the church from him. But his own, in those cages, they will hear the jubilee. They will hear the jubilee. I said they will hear the jubilee. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. As with victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. To believe has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who is the original life. Original life is what we believe. Hallelujah. You see why they have tried to take me from Jesus to Abraham. I refuse. I was following them before until I noticed what they are taking me. I said, hey, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. When you see anybody preaching the gospel, instead of talking about Jesus, they talk more about their papa. Papa, 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 papa. You show them Bible, they are saying papa. You are showing them Bible, they are saying better papa, papa. No man has been like William Branham. No man, no man, no man. His revelation testimony, his Malachi 4, his Sabino Kanyobet. My faith has come, a resting place, not in the eyes
or greed.
Oh,
I trust the ever-living one.
Oh,
his wounds for me shall be.
Hallelujah.
I need no
Minister William Branham. And so, apply the token. Be playing the tape. But my hope is built on nothing less than
Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust
the sweetest frame,
but holy
lean on Jesus' name. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand. All on the ground,
on the ground,
is sinking sand. All on the ground, is sinking sand.
On the hill far away, stood a
old rugged cross.
It's the emblem of soul, freed and shame. Whereby man will be saved. man, no other name. No other name. No, don't accept any other name. There's only one name. At the mention of that name, every knee, bah. It's not the name of your church. It's not the God of choosing. It's not the God of bride. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. The advertising church, I am a marketer of the Lord Jesus. I am a marketer of the cross. Hey, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Hey,
down where for me sin from sin, I cried. There to my heart was the blood.
It's the blood of Jesus.
Glory to His name. Glory to His name.
I forget. I never preach. Finish. Sit down first. I never finish. I never finish. I forget. Somebody should hear something. The decision we have taken to follow Jesus was arranged before the world started. I am not born again by accident. No. And that's why when people say, if your neighbor dies without giving their life to Christ, like Deeper Life we preach, God will hold you responsible. He can't hold me responsible. Every man will give account of himself. Every man will give account of himself. But you say, how will you explain in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4? 5 and verse 6.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened.
They were once enlightened.
And have tasted of the heavenly gift.
They have tasted of the heavenly gift.
And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. And
they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh.
And have tasted the good word of God.
They have tasted the good word of God.
And the powers of the world to
and
come.
And the powers of the world to come.
If they shall fall away.
He said, if they shall fall away after all this. He said, what did he say? It is impossible
to renew them again unto repentance.
Why?
Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Now. And people tell you, you can be lost. You see, he has been a partaker of the Holy Ghost. Brethren, there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and there is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Pastor Olumide has, you've torn it down for us. You broke it down for us. Go and listen to that sermon. What did you title that message?
Understanding the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
So that, go and listen to it. Is it last week or last 2 weeks?
Last
week, Sunday
last
school.
Last 2 weeks.
Sunday school. Go and listen to it. It broke it down. But in a nutshell, this is another mystery. Listen, during the consecration hour, I mentioned it. There is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is just given to you for God to use you.
That's right. Amen.
Psalm 68 verse 18. What did he say?
Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men.
For men.
Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
So even rebellious people, people who hate God, he give them gifts. Do you imagine, okay, you are saying, animal gets soul, donkey gets soul, and now you are the talk to, you know, Gri and Sammy. What the vex? Are they talk to you? Who is the look? Animal get soul?
No, sir.
Does an animal have a soul? Answer me.
No, sir.
If you don't know, say, I don't know.
No, sir.
No. But an animal receive anointing and was talking to Prophet Balaam, an animal, and gave correct message. Balaam was not a Jew, but all the prophecy he gave concerning Israel has come to pass. With his oracle, he raised his oracle. And when he raised his oracle, the Spirit of God will come upon him and talk. Is he not our creator? He's our creator. If God wants to anybody, to use anybody, anybody, including Alpha, including a madman can give you thoughts, said the Lord, by the Holy Ghost. So, that does not make the person a child of God born again. I don't know if somebody understands this. So that you will not judge me by the anointing I use. I may be unconverted, yet mightily used by God. For any man who is a man of God to go and sleep with a woman and from the hotel go to crusade, and mighty miracle signs and wonders are happening, don't say he's using occultic power. No. Don't conclude unless you follow and go where you get up. The mystery there is that he is an instrument chosen to prove to people that there is a God, to give himself glory. But when it comes to salvation, oh, glory be to God. It's not by the anointing we know them. It is by their fruits. It's by their fruits. But you know what? If you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will also be anointed. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because it is both the spirit of sonship and the spirit of service. That is why you will give account of what you did with the gift. The gift is the anointing that he gives you. When we get to heaven, then we will give account. But there are people that lie. Now, but how do you explain that? Please, let's continue reading from verse 7 and verse 8 of that scripture again.
For the earth which
Hebrews chapter 6, yes. Listen to the mystery.
For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it.
The rain that fall from heaven
and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed. Receiveth blessing from God.
Is it not a blessing from God? It's not a blessing from God. But what happened?
But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected. And is nigh unto cursing.
So the anointing must go with a character. And it is not morality. It is what is achieved by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that is, as the rapture is said to take place, then you know what God has been waiting for. In James chapter 5, verse 7, 8, and 9.
Be patient therefore, brethren. Unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of
the
earth.
We are the precious fruit, getting us ready for homegoing.
And not long patience for it.
He has been patiently waiting for it.
Until he received the early and latter rain.
He was waiting for this last rain revival. And it is a restoration revival. And that is the rain that is falling now. It is called the end time message. It comes with an anointing that prepares us for home going. It is the end time revival. And when that rain falls, it falls on both the just and the unjust. Because there are mixed multitudes in the church. And it is after that anointing. How do you see somebody after you receive the anointing? Then, you know, what is in you begin to come out. How can somebody sincerely Say you have met with God. You have tested of the power. You have seen angels. You have seen his power in display. When I pray, he comes down. I slept late last night. I will have slept and gone till service will have been over. Small time, I heard the door knock. Bang, 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 bang. I jump up and say, yes? Nobody, yes? Nobody opened door. I went and opened door. Nobody did there. Oh, then I look at time. I say, yeah. Father, I thank you. He sent his angel to wake me up. I'm not the only one. He does it for so many people. I say, hey. So, you have that type of relationship. Then with all, I lay hand on you, you receive healing according to the word. Power according to the word. With all this, then I go back and finish my nightclub where I never finished for just. And begin to go to a clubhouse and carry prostitutes up and down. After all that, what he's saying is, it is impossible to bring back that person to repentance. The reason is because all that should make him repent, he has seen it. And if all the manifestation he has seen, the power, the anointing, the angels, everything, the voice of God you hear, what else will you use to make that person repent? That is the meaning of that verse. But why is it like that? It is because the rain that fall make us to know who you are. Brethren, I'm saying this not to condemn you, so that you'll understand why Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Why did he say so? Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, 28. Remember that Matthew 11, 28 said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That is the call. When you come, verse 28, he said, all things work together
for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose.
Now listen to those who are called. The next verse.
For whom he did foreknow.
Foreknowledge, as I have explained.
He also did predestinate to be
our
conformed.
Our destiny was determined before we began.
To be conformed to the image of his son.
We are called to be like Jesus.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. What he meant when he created Adam and Eve is what he came to show us in Christ Jesus. Because Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That's why we are called to be like Jesus. To be conformed to the image of Jesus. So that what will happen? That he might be the firstborn
among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate.
I am explaining, make your calling and election sure. Go ahead.
Them he also called.
Those that he has predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ, they are the ones that he called. And their names are written in the book of life. And those that he called,
them he also justified.
They are the only ones he will let them understand the meaning of water baptism. And the meaning of true repentance. The correct water baptism. They are the only ones because that is the process for justification. No matter how you tell those whose names are not in the book of life, correct water baptism according to the scripture, they will never listen to you. They are just listening to what their church told them. Show me where baptism was done, Father, Son, Holy Ghost in the Bible. It was a commandment, in case you are hearing me for the first time, around the world. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. That means there is a name. And what is that name?
Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus. That is the name that was used for all the baptism in the Bible. But go and show Mary worshippers. These idol worshippers that have added the name of Jesus to their religion. That sprinkling of water is unscriptural. That to take somebody, my Pentecostal brethren, deeper life, choosing, who again? Four square, who again? Who again? Assemblies of God, who again? Redeem, who again? Winners, who again? Presbyterian, who again? CNC, who again? Who again now? Sele, who again? Aladura, who again? Who again? Zion is Catholic now. Who again? That they are baptizing wrongly. Show them in the Bible. They will never see it. It's because your name is not in the book of life. You are not among those that the Father has given to Jesus. All of them baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is the name for our redemption. Baptism is for salvation. Praise the Lord. Have you finished reading?
Whom he justified, them he also...
After he has justified you...
Glorified.
Then he will glorify you. And that stage is the stage for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost baptism. That is the stage you reach that you are now finally glorified. You are sealed because that is when the Spirit of God comes in you. Hey! Coordinator. Coordinator, help me look this woman for front. Help me look her. She deceiver. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you see anybody sleeping now, you're a foolish virgin. Anybody where you see they sleep now as I preach, you're a foolish virgin. And if what I'm speaking is making you drowsy to sleep, the message is not for you. So sleep. Continue sleeping. Continue sleeping. Brethren, I am not trying to condemn anybody. I want you to understand the process of salvation, the process of redemption. Why are some people understanding the Bible and some not understanding? The Holy Ghost is given to us, will lead you to all truth. And you can receive the Holy Ghost anywhere. You can receive the Holy Ghost in any of these churches I have mentioned, even including Zion. You can receive the Holy Ghost there. You can receive the Holy Ghost in the bathroom. You can receive the Holy Ghost in the bus. You can receive the Holy Ghost in your shop, in your office. You can receive the Holy Ghost when you are lying down and sleeping. He chooses when and how to give you. But what is the evidence that what you receive is the Holy Ghost? You will not be comfortable in a place where error is preached. If not, you have only received that anointing. Hallelujah. God wants to use you, not to save you. They are the ones that the Holy Ghost program is going on now. They are fasting. That is the Holy Ghost. But what is in their mind is if this gift begin, my life will go better. I heard somebody that said, if I can just have Amarachi in my church, just her only in my church, I have made it. I have made it. I had it. That is why there are people even in Bride Assembly that will go and meet Amarachi, meet Sydney, meet Joseph. What are you doing here? This Hausa man has caged you. Do you know what you will have become now with this gift? Do you imagine what this gift? Then you will hear some people say, well, God has not told me to leave Bride yet. God has not told me to leave Bride yet. You are passing by to go to where? You are here to collect the anointing first. You have not yet equipped yourself yet. You have not yet equipped yourself yet. So that what will happen? All they see the anointing is food to eat. That is why they are serious. In fact, you are breaking your own 6 o'clock. Then they break their own at 12 midnight. Not that they are looking for eternal life. Oh, if I get this grace, I know I'll become international. One of the prophets received a call that bring your passport. There's a church that is inviting us in Europe. They will give you $15,000. They'll buy your ticket. They'll get the visa, get everything. It's for 1 week program in Europe. $15,000. Can you see? They didn't say that there are souls that are waiting for us to go and win. It is the money. Father, in this program, don't give any of them the anointing. Father, answer me, O Lord. Even the one they have, Father, take it away. Father, give only those who will give you glory, who will use it to win souls. In this program, Father, if any of them answer amen, when I say receive the Holy Ghost, Father, dry them. In the name of Jesus. Whether you answer amen or not, God will answer me. If you want that type of anointing, go to the mountain. Man, cry. And you know what? God will give you. Because at least you will still glorify your name, his name, by the people that you will heal. Those people, their reward is here. Their reward is here. They know they have no reward over there. That is why they are here. They are not children. They are just servants. And the servant works for his hire. So that is why you see them, churches, particularly inter-message churches, followers of the ministry of William Branham, many of them. Now tight, then they fight over. Tight, because they say William Branham say all the tight belong to the pastor. So as soon as plenty like this, now only me for collect the tight. Thieves, robbers, fraudulent criminals. And that is why they are ready to kill you. If you leave their church, you know their tithe has reduced. And immediately you become their church member, they follow you from house to house. They remind you, never collect salary, you don't pay tithe. Because that is what the ministry is for. And when people come to a ministry like this, they cannot understand the freedom that is here. Then they abuse it and turn it to politics and scheme against one another. So that they too will be known. So that we'll give them microphone. They are not struggling to join healing and deliverance. Nobody will see them there. They are not struggling to join the intercessors. They won't get customer there. But if you can give them microphone, they have made their day. With this one alone, Father, don't give those people this. Prayer time, we are praying. Father, don't give those people the grace. Papa, answer me in Jesus' name. Pastor, stop cursing. I'm not cursing, I am praying. You think that all this sleepless night I've been having, praying and fasting, is for such people? So I have to tell the angel, may they not come to this program. If they are watching online, Father, let NEPA take light. When we don't finish, the light can come. You are not partaker of what we are doing now. This latter rain is for those preparing us for home going. For home going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The latter rain is to bring us back to the tree of life that we lost from the Garden of Eden. That is all God is doing. reuniting us, taking us back to the tree of life. What the Lord is doing now is likened. What we are teaching, what we are doing now is God's own way of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. What did he say?
Come now and let us reason together.
Let's reason. My emphasis is that the reason. Reason together. Say the Lord.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Uh-huh.
If ye be willing and obedient,
you be willing and obedient,
ye shall eat the good of the land.
Uh-huh.
But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen. And when you say reason, then you understand why in John chapter 6, from verse 48, is the same thing Isaiah was speaking there.
I am that bread of life.
Uh-huh.
Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven,
yes,
that a man may eat thereof and not die.
Uh-huh.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
Uh-huh.
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Uh-huh.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
Uh-huh.
The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man.
Now this is where I am going. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man
and drink his
and
blood.
Drink his blood, you have no life in you. Read on.
Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life.
Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life.
And I will raise him up at the last day.
Uh-huh.
For my flesh is meat indeed.
Uh-huh.
And my blood is drink indeed.
Uh-huh.
He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Uh-huh.
As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father.
I live by the Father.
So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Verse 58.
This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
So when he say, come, let us reason together. Now he's saying, except you eat. Are we cannibals? Are we carnivorous? Where would the cannibals, I mean? Do we eat human beings? So how can you say you should eat human beings? What he's saying there is, understand. Except you understand the reason my flesh was offered. Except it enters into your belly and you digest it. There is something that will bring forth in you that will lead you to eternal life. To understand why he came and offered himself on the cross on Calvary. That is what it means by except you eat, except you digest this body and blood. And that is all I've been trying to make us reason to understand. Except you understand it, and that understanding will make you yield yourself for him to walk in you. That understanding will help you to know why he said, outside of him there is no life. Outside of Christ, there is no life. So that you'll understand why he said, without me, you can do nothing. There's an analogy I came across to confirm that we all need God. When God wanted to create fish, he spoke to the sea. Correct? Correct? He spoke to the sea. And when he wanted to create trees, God spoke to the earth. All this is in Genesis chapter 1. But when he came to the creation of man, he turned to himself. What did he say? Let us make man in our own image. But concerning the fish, he spoke to the water to bring it forth. Concerning the trees, he spoke to the earth to bring it forth. But you and I, man, hallelujah, he spoke to himself. Listen, if you take a fish out of the water, it will die. Because water is the fish's natural environment. When you also take a tree from the ground, you uproot it from the ground, what will happen to the tree? It will die. Because without the earth, the tree cannot survive. Without the water, the fish cannot survive. Similarly, when man disconnects from God, you die. God is our natural environment. We were created to live in his presence. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. We have to be connected to him, because only with him, God, does life exist. No life anywhere else. That is why in John 15, for emphasis, let's read it again from verse 4, for emphasis, so that you understand this.
Abide in me and I in you.
Yes.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself,
yes,
except it abide in the vine,
uh-huh,
no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
You see?
I am the vine, ye are the branches.
Yes.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Uh-huh.
For without me,
you can do nothing.
Ye can do nothing.
Yes, go ahead.
If a man abide not in me,
what will happen?
He's cast forth as a
if
branch.
If you leave your natural environment, God himself, what will happen?
He's cast forth as a branch, uh-huh, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
That is why witches and wizards are messing up so many of us. Uh-huh.
If ye abide in me and my words abide
see
in you,
see the assurance.
You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be
that
done.
That is the assurance.
You.
That is the blessed assurance. Uh-huh.
Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit.
Yes.
So shall ye be my disciples.
Go ahead.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you.
You see?
Continue ye in my love.
Uh-huh.
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love.
Uh-huh.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Uh-huh.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
This hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And some of us serve God as if we are doing God a favor. You'll be giving him ultimatum. If you don't answer this prayer, I'll go to Babalawo. That means you don't exist. I'll say, text, Pastor, does this God really exist? Remember, always remember, listen to this nugget. Remember that water without fish is still water. But fish without water is nothing. The soil, hallelujah, without a tree is still soil. But the tree without soil is nothing. So a lot of you that think you are doing God a service, God without man is still God. A man without God is nothing. Therefore, stay connected. Stay connected with the tree of life. And that tree of life is the Lord Jesus. He assured us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, 12, 13. 1 John chapter 5.
And this is the record.
Yes.
That God has given to us eternal life.
Uh-huh.
And this life is in his Son.
Where is the life?
In his Son.
Where is the life?
In his Son.
If you want eternal life, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Don't go to any other God. And go direct. Don't go through his mother. Go direct. Don't go through any angel. Go direct. Don't go through your pastor. Go direct. Amen. And you cannot bribe God. You cannot live in sin and bring your money and build auditorium. And think that because you use your money to build the auditorium, that God will send you to heaven. He will bless you here, but you will never near heaven. You will never. You want to prove it till the day you die. You will remember what I'm telling you now. No need for argument. Till you die. The assurance we have for going to heaven, it's not because of anything we are doing. It's because we have received Christ in us. And it is eternal life is a gift. We did not work for it. And you are not going to receive eternal life because you fasted. No. Our fasting is just our own way of approaching Him and attaching seriousness to it. Especially those of us who are backsliding. Christians that have resorted to living useless life and still professing Christianity. Dragging the mercy of God for too long. Read on.
Verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life.
He that hath the Son hath life. And if you don't have the Son of God, you are dead. You have no life. You are dead. You are dead. And evidence that you are dead. It's not talking about you die, you enter grave. Your conscience is dead. Therefore, you will only live the pathway of destruction. Because there is nothing in your conscience, in your heart, to check you. That is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. And in John chapter 7, what did he say? Verse 37, 38, 39, as I close.
In the last day, that great day of the feast.
What did he say?
Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me
thirst,
and
not
drink.
Thirst for beer, or not thirst for wine, or not thirst for water. Or thirst for eternal life.
Uh-huh. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit.
You see? Life will be flowing. Life will be flowing out of you. Life. Because life begets life. Hallelujah. Life begets life. That's why when you meet me, hallelujah, it's just not possible. Before I became pastor, not now that I'm pastor, I was in evangelical fields. You can't, if you live with me in my house, you'll give your life to Christ. If you work in my office, where I do my business, all my staff started going to my church, and I was not the pastor of the church, and it was not a precondition. Don't say, if you don't go to my church, you'll not work for me. No. Even when I employ house help, I tell you, I'm a pastor, but you're free. Go to the church you belong. You hear? Then I'm going to put Bright TV for house. Then you're going to watch. Before you know what, daddy, I won't follow you, go church. I said, don't catch up. Praise the Lord. I said, my elder sister's daughter, Alaja, the daughter was in secondary school years back before this church started. That was around 1990 something. Came to do holiday with me. They are Muslims. And of course, every day in the morning we do our morning devotion as a family. She will be in her room there. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I said, leave her. Do your own. We do our own. But in my room, Father, show her the difference. And one day she told me in the morning, she said, sir, that she woke up in the toilet, they went to the toilet bathroom to ease herself, and she saw some little objects, small dwarfs. They were coming towards her, and she began to recite Quran. She was reciting. The thing was coming. The thing was coming. Then she remembered the Jesus where her uncle they prayed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He said the thing turned and ran away. I said, oh, hallelujah. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ. I say, you have seen the difference now. You have seen the difference now. Will you give your life to Christ? She said, yes. When she went back home and told her mother, the mother said, yeah. The next week, I didn't say next month, the next week, he carried him to Mecca for Hajj. And from that day till today, none of her seven children has visited me again. You, how do you influence your environment with what you have? You come and discuss business with me. Me, I'll be pastor, evangelist, a Christian. That time. Then, you know, now if you talk, you look as if I look for members, that's why. So it's not as effective as when I was not a pastor. So now I'm not telling, are you a pastor? No, I'm not a minister. And I was not a minister in any church till this church started. And I said, you come to me today, then tomorrow you come. And you know, ask me which church you they go. It's not possible. Life begat life. All I need to know is which church are you coming from? When one Muslim guy that I helped to leave the prison, just because of a small amount of money, he was for over 2 years locked up in Ikoyi prison. I met him there. And I sent for a lawyer and discharged him. He left. He was a Muslim. Very devoted Muslim. When I was released, me too, he came to visit me. In my office, now there is time. We sat down. And I said, let me show you the difference between Christians and Muslims. I teared the Bible for him. Where we divided, one group follow Ishmael, another group follow Isaac. When he saw it, and I said, the promise of life is here in Isaac. And see where Ishmael is ending up, and all of you are Ishmaelites. And he said, no, don't tell me that it's in this book. I said, yes. I gave him a brand new Bible. He said, give me time to go and read it. I will come back. 1 month after he came back, he said, I have seen it. And he gave his life to Christ. And I took him to the river for water baptism. And as he entered that water and came out, he received the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm not telling a story that people don't know. There are some people that know him, the early people in the church. His name is Jide. Jide. Boboye, you know him. Boboye, you know Jide. He was a prophet. I want you to confirm in the whole microphone. You know him.
Prophet Jide.
You know him.
Yes, sir.
That was my convert. It's not today I started raising prophets. Hallelujah. Life begets life. And if you want this eternal life, it's available even now. That is the mood of the season. Hallelujah. Get back to eternal life. Why will you come this far and end up in hell? Why will you come this far, locate a church like this, and go back to your vomit? Anybody that locates this ministry, this opportunity God is giving you to hear something. And what you are hearing is going to stand at judgment against you one day. Including those of you who came here not to worship but to thief. It's a public place. Alpha, they don't catch up.
Yes, sir.
Sheila? Eh? They don't catch up.
We caught one some months back, sir.
There is one on after vigil. There was one after vigil. No, when devil want to finish them. Sheila, you are hearing me confirm now. When they want to devil want to finish you, pata pata, they will make you go to a church of all places to go and. But these days, where the church is, sir? Those marketplaces. That's why people don't have regards for that. Up to now, Sheila cannot confirm to me what happened. Twice. Don't come thief phone here. till phone. They don't know say with the watch, and because see cameras are everywhere. You can't carry anything here we will not see. See, cameras are watching. Apart from the almighty eye of God, there is an all-seeing eye watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the things you pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Come, church, after vigil. After vigil, you can't sit down. It will come. If you hear me now, we get your picture. We get your picture. The last two we saw, the video was played from the camera, and we saw how you sit down. After vigil, people will lie down to sleep. With a watcher, with a watcher. And left. Carry cost to the go. Hey! May that thing when you carry turn to fire of the Holy Ghost and make you give your life to Christ in the name of Jesus. Now that one is the talk. Your own is clear. Your own, Uncle. You will come here. You will hear us telling you how the true holiness is. You will still live here, sister. And be wearing trousers. Paint your face. You like this church. You can fit in easily here because with the women, they cover attachment with scarf. You can cover it from my eye. Can you cover it from God? Don't worry. Live the life you live. You hear things. The ministry, men chase you. Even married men, though, inside church. Chasing woman. You go to churches these days. Sometimes I wonder how, what kind of conscience. I was explaining death. Now die with that. No conscience now. You have no conscience. If not, the girls you are sleeping with, they are in the congregation. Then you carry microphone. I'm a man of God. So what do you tell them? What do you tell them? That the God that you that call you endorses fornication, endorses lies. They stand at the altar and give lying testimony. There are some things. No more fear of God inside church. Who are you deceiving? Who forced you to go to church? What the difference between you and the unbeliever that declare himself is he has better integrity than you. He declare who he is. You your own, you cover your own with the Bible. You may even be a worker in the church, prominent person. And everything the church stands against, the Bible stands against, you are involved in it. Who are you? It's what I'm trying to let you know. And if you are playing a joke, you are taking that joke too far with God. When the saints shall march to heaven with Jesus
as the leader, marching on one like soldiers. Yes, they were soldiers, singing and rejoicing. Oh, hear the singers shouting. Oh,
God, we are God. 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 We are God.
Opportunity to receive this latter rain. It's homegoing time. We don't know how else to say this. We have been saying this every day for the past 15 days. And we have not exhausted it. And we are not tired of saying it. And this same thing has been going on for the past 2,000 years. Now soon, this whole system we go. Very soon, we will not come for fellowship here. We shall have fellowship over there. Oh, glory be to God. And so we'll be here on Thursday. How many of you will be here on Thursday? That means your name is in the book of life. If you don't call your name, not the book of life. And if you're online, then join us online. That's evidence that your name is in the book of life. Hallelujah. The sacrifice we have been making can never be in vain. We have an assurance in the Bible. Luke 11, verse 13. That is the assurance. Just, that's enough scripture for anybody praying for the Holy Ghost.
If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father
give what?
Give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him.
Ask. Ask. That's the assurance. Ask. If I don't get today, I'll get tomorrow. I'll never give up. I will not rest until you settle me. Jacob wrestled with the angel before his identity was changed. We'll wrestle it too. How can I know this and go to hell? Lie, lie. That's the purpose of this period. My prayer is that many of you that truly desire to go to rapture, may the Lord give you the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us so, that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says you are none of his. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of adoption. It's the spirit of sonship. May we receive that spirit throughout this period in the name of Jesus Christ.